Hello everyone, my name is Chris Marchant and I'm the digital storyteller here at Stonewater. I'm at the LGBTQ plus safe space in Swindon talking about LGBTQ plus icons. Today I am here with...
So I'm Georgia Hall, I am the safe space manager, and so I'm managing the safe spaces in Swindon and Hereford.
And Kim, I am the coach at the safe space in Swindon. So my first resident was talking to me about their icon being Laura Lees. Now, I had to go away and do some research because I've never heard of her before, which led me to a genre of music called hyperpop, which is well known within some members of the trans community as... The genre itself is represented by a lot of trans artists. They informed me that this person was their icon due to the lyrics of the music and kind of how they present within the community. They are very active and open that they are a trans female. They told me that the lyrics to the music were very prominent when they were early on in their journey, and that now the community of fans is supportive of each other, of everyone.
So does the resident communicate with the other fans and get support?
I think they do by social media. They've met a lot of their friends online, obviously safely. My other resident that I spoke to said that one of their friends was actually their LGBT icon and role model, in that they'd gone through a normal heterosexual relationship and marriage, and then they'd gone on a journey of discovery, is how they worded it, and found out that they were a lesbian. And after abusive relationships and coming through the end, they were also supporting my resident through their abusive relationship and were a massive inspiration to them.
And did they give any specific examples of things they've done to support them?
Helping them find organisations such as us that can help them, and kind of like I've met them as well, and they are lovely, and it shows how much of an inspiration that she was to my resident in the way that they spoke and acted around each other and things like that.
Okay. So Georgia, do you have any thoughts on that, or do you have an icon in particular that you feel is a good or resonates with you?
Yeah, I think I was going to mention Sam Smith, just because obviously they are very in the public eye, but actually their identity has changed quite considerably over the years that they have been in the public eye. So obviously more recently Sam's been wearing like different clothes, looks different.
But there's also people like Harry Styles.
True.
Who is very much be yourself.
Yeah, and that's very true.
Not offering much of an explanation.
Yeah.
Which enforces that be yourself, you don't need to explain it to anyone.
Now, Georgia, you're quite new.
Yeah, fresh.
The role. You're quite fresh. This. What attracted you to come and work at the Safe Space?
I think... It's so niche, and it's a service that is really underrepresented. So I think I wanted to get my feet under the table and learn, actually, because I think I've worked in domestic abuse services for a long time now, but actually nothing as specialist as this. But I did actually support a lot of people from the LGBTQ plus community, but just not at a level really that you do at the Safe Space. So
the refuge and the dispersed properties, to a degree, do work a little bit deeper. We work longer with the residents. They're now in their safe place. And we kind of work some workshops with them, but we also have knowledge to include external agencies to ensure that all bases are covered. I think that's more where we do longer term work with the people that's where the differences come in.
I think also they are probably at higher risk just because they are extra vulnerable, in the sense that support services aren't really, well, standard support services aren't really tailored to meet their needs. So, you know, luckily we have this service, but there's a lot of areas in the country that don't, and they're just sort of meant to fit into sort of a mainstream service.
I was going to say, the feedback I receive when I explain to other agencies what it is that we do in the safe space, it's often, oh, I didn't even know you existed. Mm. It's awesome that this does exist. Like, can we keep your referral form on file for the future? Can we keep in contact? I know I regularly speak to a lady from an external agency, because she'll phone me up and be like, I've got this person, what can I do? And I'm like, oh, okay, we can try this. And she's like, oh, brilliant, thank you. Mm. So it's being able to have those working relationships with other agencies where they can call you and ask you for a bit of advice because they see you as an expert. We have all members of the LGBT community come in. It could be trans men, trans women, non-binary. Anyone who fits into the criteria is considered to come to the safe space. It is very inclusive. So there's lots of different things. It's domestic abuse, hate crime, and family breakdown as the main aspects of why they're with us. Obviously, it would be kind of difficult just to have a refuge for LGBTQ plus members of the community to come if it was just domestic abuse, because domestic abuse does affect everyone. But given the other areas as well, hate crime and family breakdown, these are really prominent in the residents that come and stay with us.
Yeah.
And it is usually due to the fact that they are members of the community.
So if we go back to the icons, so we've spoken about the residents and the work you do. Is it important for young LGBTQ plus people to see people in the mainstream, in the media, who represent them or not?
I think it is. It definitely is, because it shows every single person that it is okay to be yourselves, no matter what that version of yourself is. So people like Youngblood in the music scene, he is very, very vocal. He will wear skirts on stage. He is constantly wearing makeup. His music itself, the lyrics speak for that group of people that are not necessarily accepted as who they are. But also his campaigns, he campaigned for gender neutral toilets on one of his tours, which was massive. And the diversity of the people who attend his music concerts is ridiculous. There's everyone there. And people need those role models showing them that it makes no difference.
So I will wind it back 50 years now to my icon. Mm-hmm. It's a man called Peter Wildblood, who was a journalist in the 1950s. And this man met another man called Edward McNally in an evening, who was an RAF pilot. And they had an affair. And Peter Wildblood was friends with Lord Montagu, and they went off to a weekend away at Bewley. And they took some photographs. Somebody stole the camera and reported it to the police. Now, a trial ensued, and it was a very high-profile trial in Britain. And so Peter Wildblood, Lord Montagu, his cousin, were all on trial. But the two RAF pilots, including Edmund McNally, they were exonerated. They weren't on trial because they helped the police. This was a very big trial. Peter Wildblood was the first person in court to say, I am a homosexual, to start with. The conclusion of the trial happened and they were all sentenced to prison, which was a very harsh trial, harsh thing at the time, and it split opinion and got people talking about homosexuality in Britain. And from that, the Wolfenden Report happened, which then looked at homosexuality and prostitution and reported back that it should be decriminalised. And because of that trial, because of his imprisonment, because of the imprisonment of Lord Montagu and his cousin, that report happened. And then subsequently in 1967, homosexuality was decriminalised in private spaces. So he's my icon because he had the guts to stand up in court and say that I'm a homosexual. And actually, that took a lot for him as a high-profile journalist and also the actions that happened afterwards.
I think that just highlights as well the massive distance that we have come and how much things have changed. Yeah. I would say as well that all the residents that come through the Safe Space doors are inspirations to me anyway, in that they are themselves, they've gone through so much and they are still themselves and they're fighting for themselves, and that's it. They are.
Our LGBTQ plus safe space provides short-term accommodation and support for members of the LGBT community who have experienced domestic abuse, discrimination, hate crime, or family breakdown. For more information about the project, including how to refer someone you think may benefit from the LGBTQ plus safe space, please email safespace@stonewater.org or call 01793 430 967.